It's awesome. Again, you heard it first right here on Laguna's Only FM. Listener-supported KX93.5. That was track 4 off the record, Return to Spirit. And that's the second release, actually, by Anthony Teresa. Now, the song we just played was Highway 111. And Anthony is sitting across from me in our Pearl Street studios right now. What's up, man?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing so good. I think for these circumstances, it's Mookie. Gotta call me Mookie on the radio.
Mookie, man, it's Mookie.
Even though we've been interacting all week on the emails and everything like that, and it's like, hey, I'm Mark. No, but Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time. We dig on what you do as musically and your fusion style we're all about, and we just wanted to basically know more about you, dude. So thanks, thanks for being here. Where's home now?
Home is in Laguna Niguel.
Cool, man.
Mookie.
Originally, you are not from Southern California, right?
Originally, I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brought you out here in the first place?
Popcorn.
But there were stops on the way, right? Before you made it out to SoCal, right?
No, I journeyed straight from the East Coast to California back in 1979. September 11th, to be exact.
Oh, no way. And by 1979, I mean, you already had been doing your music thing, right?
Been doing my music since, well, started playing guitar in 1963,
and
folks.
Who turned you on to guitar in the first place?
My dad was a professional singer, and my grandfather was a concert violinist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was music in my house, and of course, you know, Beatles, Elvis Presley as a kid. You know, my first guitar, by the way, was a broom.
Of course, naturally it was. That's cool that you come from a music-related family.
Yeah.
So you were exposed to that stuff, you know, at an early age. So you were listening to all of that, really. That's quite a mix.
Everything. My dad was, you know, listening to jazz music, everything. You know, Frank Sinatra, big band stuff as a kid.
Right.
But, you know, we wanted to be a rocker, man. That was it.
Right, and you are a rocker, and I guess your reputation precedes you. You've been on a lot of recordings, and you've collaborated with a lot of professional musicians. You're still doing it to this day, man. Actually, there's another record in the works right now, and pretty soon, this afternoon, we're going to debut.
Oh, cool,
basically,
man.
Right? Nobody's really ever heard that stuff, right?
The new stuff. No, the Confunction is will be the first song on the third CD.
Nice. So your first release as, you know, a solo artist, Anthony Teresa,
right,
came out back in 2003.
Right, yeah.
Right?
When I was living outside of Nashville. Uh-huh. I started to record and write some more, and that's where I cut that CD in Franklin, Tennessee.
Franklin was the, how'd you end up in Nashville or in Tennessee in the first place? Was that to foster your music?
That was my last.
You hear about Nashville now and how it's a thriving, you know, music community. You know, upon arrival, when you got there, was it the same thing?
Same thing, same day, I ended up moving out there because that was the last music stop that I wanted to check out and, you know, work on Music Row and write with other songwriters.
Music Row, what is Music Row?
Music Row is a street of old houses.
Yeah.
It's probably, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile long on both sides of the street where they're set up as recording studios, publishing companies, record labels, you know, song smithing. It's just unbelievable.
So if you're trying to break into the industry or whatever, or want to be known, that's the place to be, huh, in Tennessee?
That was the place to be. I spent about 4 years there. I have some really great friends there. I got to write with hit songwriter Rand Bishop. There's a song on my CD called Pacific Sunset, and I have some great friends there.
Mm. Would you say your style, if someone asks you what type of music you're into or what type of music you're putting out right now, and performing, well, you're performing, there are some projects in the world. Yeah, we'll talk about that pretty soon, but what would you say your music style is? Would you say it's jazz fusion?
I would say that it's like jazz fusion rock. And, you know, I listened to Steely Dan as a young teenager. I pretty much wanted to expand my chord voicings and my style of writing. And I'd say it's somewhere like, you know, Steely Danish kind of thing. It's like rock, jazz, funk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me. So I got two records in my hand right now. One was the first release, Higher Ground, came out in 2003.
Right.
The next release from you officially was Return to Spirit.
Yeah.
And it looks like that came out in 2008. I want to play something off the first record, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man.
And then you brought your guitar. You're going to perform for us soon.
I'll do a tune, yeah.
Very cool. All right, so if you don't mind, I'd like to play the title track from that first record. It's been out for a little while now. It's okay. called Higher Ground. Do you mind? Is there a story behind this as well? And who else is playing on this record? And how many instruments do you actually play on this record?
On that CD there, I played guitar, bass, and did obviously all the vocals. And then my friend Ross Krutzinger played bass on Lion's Heart and Sage.
Okay.
And I've had, on that CD, I've had three drummers on that CD. Tom Grignon, Joe Smith, and Tom Grignon, Joe Smith. I believe there's two on that first CD.
Okay, right on. Well, without further ado, and then more with Anthony Teresa in studio in just a couple minutes from now, here is Higher Ground original music on KX93.5. Much about music. I call it a jazz fusion. I call it a rock fusion. The song was called Higher Ground. That is Anthony Teresa original music. Came out back in 2003. How would you say the what was the difference between that first record to the second record, or any real difference at all as far as the songs?
Yeah, I would say that the difference is on the first record. I have about three or four different styles on there. There's a couple country songs on there. There's some rock fusion things, and then there's a ballad. The second CD, I see the songs as all being more in the same kind of genre.
Fair enough. Again, Anthony Teresa in studio on listener supported KX93.5. You said upon arriving or after leaving Nashville, when you came here to California. You've worked with just about 50 bands or more. Is that right?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's true.
Right, and 50 bands. That's unreal. And we actually have a mutual friend in Alan Deramo.
Deramo,
yeah,
right.
Who actually has a show on the airwaves here. He calls his show, what is it? It's called Lost and Found, and he is all over the map musically as far as what he plays on his radio show. But he's a very talented bass player.
Yeah, man.
And you said you get together with some pro musicians from time to time.
Yeah.
For what you called a pro jam session.
Yeah, that's where I met Alan.
Where and when do these things happen?
I
like to be a fly on the wall when these things happen, frankly.
The pro jam happens at the first Sunday of every month with Greg Vail Pro Jam. It's called Big Shots. It's in El Toro or Lake Forest.
Okay, very cool, man. Yeah. And is that something the general public could just arrive to? Or no, this is you got to be a professional musician.
Well, that's pretty much what, you know, is basically happening on that stage is pro players getting up there and tossing around, you know, a couple hundred songs.
Right. Actively, I mean, you are writing and recording a brand new record tentatively scheduled to come out. We have no idea quite yet. But what other things are you doing right now to keep yourself busy musically?
I'm doing my original band. I just played at the NAMM show this year.
Which is called something about the espressos.
Oh yeah, Anthony Terezzo and Triple Espresso.
Triple
band.
Espresso, yeah, I love it.
You got to have three espressos to be in the band.
Right on. So that's going on right now, and I got to ask you before. I mean, I have you in the studio right now.
Yeah, man.
Are you doing a Bruce Springsteen tribute as well?
I've been doing a Bruce Springsteen tribute band since I moved back from the Nashville area. I met my friend Josh, and he asked me if I was interested. I said, yeah, I don't know any Bruce Springsteen songs. So, you know, about a year later, we were doing major tours and concerts. We went to Japan. We played in Chicago. We played in Nevada.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. What a blessing it is to be able to work on your craft, right?
Oh, definitely.
Without a care in the world, Anthony Terezzo in studio. Got a couple releases available right now. Dude, we dig on your stuff. We are listener-supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Could be a member of this radio station. And your membership certainly helps, and it really does go a long way. I think $50 might be the cheapest membership. Get a T-shirt, a bunch of perks of being a member of the radio station. Go to KX935.com. All the information is there. So you did bring me, whether or not it's totally mastered or not. I do have a brand new song, and I want to play that on the air, if you don't mind.
Now, yeah,
what
man,
is this called again? I already threw it in there.
Yeah, man, it's called Confunction.
Right.
I played guitars and bass on it. Greg Vail played sax. My friend, good longtime friend Ron Robertson played drums, and Paul Navidad played keyboards on it.
Cool. Well, let's hear it right now. KX93.5, original music from Anthony Terezzo. And you heard it first right here coming out of Laguna Beach. Doesn't work, does it? See, here the it's the perils of being an independent radio station, a bright, shiny new toy here in Southern California. I would say talk amongst yourselves while our CD player doesn't work. Right?
Come on, CD.
Have you ever had an interview, Anthony, that was college radio-like?
Oh,
I'm just kidding, bro.
You're funny, man.
Now,
this is great down here in Laguna Beach.
Everything from our studio space to, I was going to say, the studio equipment, but my CD player didn't work that time. Let's rip into it again. Original music from Anthony Terezzo right here on KX93.5. 93.5 original music there from Anthony Teresa, and I forgot what it was called again already, brother. I apologize.
It's called Confunction.
Confunction. It is not available to the general public quite yet, but you heard it first coming out of your speakers, coming out of Laguna Beach, California. You don't exactly call yourself a jazz fusion artist because you have a tendency to do the rock and roll thing. I mean, you're not all jazz instrumental. Right. You definitely have been singing for quite some time. But as far as the jazz fusion type of stuff goes, there really is no platform anymore for artists who are doing that genre of music, right?
I agree.
Right. Yeah. There used to be, I believe, radio stations who would play that type of stuff. And, for lack of a better way of saying it, Kenny G kind of messed it all up for everybody, frankly. Because some of those jazz fusion artists, they are definitely, like I said before, off the air, on another plane.
That's
musically.
Right.
I could certainly appreciate it, but again, there's not really a platform for people to do that right now. So I imagine you've shopped your record to various outlets, and how well has it been received?
It's been received really well. I've been selling my CDs on CD Baby and iTunes.
Oh yeah, your internet presence. Where can people find Anthony Teresa stuff?
I mean, do people still say www? Okay, it's Anthony.
I don't think so.
It's AnthonyTeresa.com. You can get my music straight through me, or you can go on CD Baby or through iTunes.
Right on. Well, we're on board as far as what you're doing musically. We do have some more questions, but I tell you what, man, you did bring that beautiful guitar. What kind of guitar are you working with today?
I am working with one of my favorite guitars. It's called a Parkwood, and I've had it for about 7 years.
Nice.
And I love the guitar. It plays like a jazz guitar, and it's an acoustic guitar, so I'm really liking it.
All right,
man.
So here's what we had in mind. You're going to play a song in studio, totally stripped down.
Way stripped down.
Way stripped down, totally acoustic, and then we're going to hear the produced version from the record right after that. So what song did you want to play first for us, man?
It would be Pacific Sunset, co-write with Rand Bishop, hit songwriter outside of Nashville. Hey, Rand, if you hear this. Cool, brother.
I hope you told your friends that you'd be on the radio today.
It's all over Facebook.
And that's awesome. And thanks for supporting our little operation here.
Thank you, Mookie, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are playing the hip stuff.
We are. Yeah, I say to a lot of people, I think we're very irrelevant as far as what we do for new music and what we try to do for artists. So far, so good with this little nonprofit radio station, KX93.5. So, without further ado, this is Pacific Sunset live in studio. From Anthony Teresa, and whenever you're ready, man.
All right, here we go, man.
Hey, what's the hurry? We're always on the run. Tell me what could be worth rushing to. Here we're all together, that's more than enough. And now there's a miracle in view. Yeah, magic in the Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, this is as good as it gets. I know it happens every single day, so why should we stop and check it out? Each time that fireball sinks into the wave, it paints a picture of what life is all about. I saw you almost smile. Come on, let's call it up for a while and just begin up here and now. Yeah, magic in the Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, this is as good as it gets. Magic in the Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, this is as good as it gets. That's so much better, now don't you agree? Me holding you, you holding me like this. That's our horizon, just as far as we can see. And nothing stopping us from following our bliss. Yeah. Into the mystic, ending the blue. And gone in a blink of an eye. And we both know it's true. We need it if it's overdue. Sometimes to breathe, it's just some precious time. Yeah. Magic in the Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, this is as good as it gets. Magic in the Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, this is as good as it gets.
All right, Anthony Torres alive in studio, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That was Pacific Sunset, done brilliantly right in front of my eyeballs at our Pearl Street studios. Now, if you'd like, I'd actually like to play the produced version of that particular song. It is Pacific Sunset, and then more with Anthony Torres in studio on KX93.5.
Tell me what could be worth rushing to. Hey, hey. Here we are together, that's more than enough. And now there's a miracle in view. Hey, hey. Magic in a Pacific sunset. Magic, baby, that is as good as it gets. I know it happens every single day. So why should we stop and check it out? Each time that fireball sinks into the waves, it paints a picture of what life is all about. I saw you almost smile. Come on, let's cuddle up a while and just be in the here and now. Hey, hey. Magic in a Pacific sunset.
The song's called Pacific Sunset, and we dig on that guy's rock and roll slash jazz fusion style. Or it could be jazz fusion. I'm not 100% sure.
I like that.
Probably.
Jazz, man.
Jazz, and playing in a jazz band. Anthony Terrazzo, that was a great song from you, and you're in studio right now. Again, thanks for taking the time. We just talked off the air. You don't have a traditional day job. Other things to occupy your time right now. What else are you doing? You're doing the recording studio thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been a recording engineer for about 25 years. I have a recording studio called Blue Knight Studio, and I produce other singer-songwriters and full bands. I've cut jazz bands, you know, R&B bands, rock bands, and I've been self-produced. So
that's another thing that you've been doing. You will open up your studio doors to other artists who want to record, huh?
Correct. Yeah.
Very cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Anytime. Same, you can still get me at AnthonyTerrazzo.com.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, is there anything else you wanted to say to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far, Anthony?
Hey, you can buy my CDs on CD Baby.
Sure.
And I'd like to thank all the musicians that have played on, you know, both of my CDs and the Confunction. There's a lot of cats, you know, Ron Robertson, Greg Vail. The list goes on, man. It's just, you know, Chris Daniels played keyboards on Highway 111, Paul Navidad, Joe Smith from Nashville, Tom Grignon. The list, it's big.
A cast of thousands.
Cast of thousands.
Exactly. Well, again, thanks for everything that you do. It's kind of a breath of fresh air, frankly, for me in the studio. We stick to our, you know, alternative playlist all the time. That to hear some music coming out of the speakers that sounds like this is very refreshing. So, Anthony Terrazzo.
Thank you, Mookie, man. Thanks for having
me,
bro.
We'll have you in soon. And then if there's anything you ever want to help promote or get the word out for, that's...
I will help.
That's why we're here, you know... or new music.
KX93.5.
That's
support.
Right, my friend. We are member supported right here in Laguna Beach. Again, Anthony, thank you. This is The Heavy with Curse Me Good. More from our Pearl Street studios in just a couple minutes, you guys.